Good morning.
Morning. 早晨好。
We're beginning this morning. We're beginning this morning, essentially where we left off last time in the combined Sunday school class with the young people.
在过去的一周里面，我曾经跟高中生和初中生交通一些信息。今天我的信息实际上是延续上一次我跟他们一起交通信息。
A couple of months ago in the Sunday school classroom, I shared with the young people of my Bible study notes on Matthew chapter 2 of the birth of Jesus.
两个月以前我曾经和孩子们上主日学的时候交通到我在读马太福音第二章第一到十二节的时候所做的读书笔记。
We look together briefly and I hope helpfully at the Bible passage about how the wise men traveled from the east trying to find the newborn king and worshiped him.
我们交通到那些东方的博士是如何到耶路撒冷需要寻找这个新生的王，想要敬拜他。
We had a good and a vibrant discussion during the class.
我们在上课的时候有非常活泼和生动的交通。
On topic of the true meaning of the birth of Jesus.
我们讲到了耶稣基督诞生真正的意义。
And we touched on how it related to our real life, especially this holiday season that we called Christmas.
我们在最后的时候稍微讲了一下我在我们生命实际当中如何来操练这一件圣经上的事，并且特别是在这个圣诞节的季节里面。
But because of the time constraints,
但是由于时间的关系
we had to wrap up the discussion quickly and didn't reach a real conclusion.
我们很快的就结束了我们的课程，我们没有真正的得出任何一个结论。
So this morning I want to pick up again the same Bible readings to finish the topic that we left off last time.
所以今天我就想要借着这个机会与会众一同来结束我们当时与主日学的讨论，就是马太福音第二章一到十二节。
Would you please join me in turning our Bible to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12?
请会众把圣经翻到马太福音第二章一到十二节。
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold,Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together,He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod,When he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent to them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, and I may come and worship him also.When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
马太福音第二章一到十二节，会众可以一起读。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷和城的人都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是从出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们仔细询问那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话，就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
Amen. Notice here that in this passage,
请会众注意一下，在这段经文当中
there's one key word which is the star in the sky.
有一个关键的词儿，就是这个在天空中的星。
It was the star that the wise men, or so-called the magi, wanted to spend a long journey from the east.
就是因着这个星，这些东方的博士愿意行很远的路从东方来。
It says that they came from the east.
这个经节当中说他们是从东方来。
Some say that they were from Babylon.
有的人说他们是从巴比伦来的。
Some say that they were from Persia.
有的人说他们是从波斯来的。
But the Bible only tells us that the wise men came from the east.
但是圣经上只告诉我们说这些博士是从东方来。
It was the star that gave them the direction.
是这个星给他们了一个方向。
Throughout the days and the nights they traveled.
白天和黑夜他们都在旅程。
And it was also the star that saved the Magi when their things had gone wrong.
当这些博士在旅途当中出现错误的时候，是这个星来引领他们。
And finally, the star had faithfully led them to their true destination.
最终这颗星带领他们到达真正他们要去的地方。
Not the city of Jerusalem, but the small town of Bethlehem.
不是耶路撒冷大城，乃是一个小城小镇，是伯利恒。
So do you see it? All the details of the Christmas story recorded in Matthew chapter 2.
所以你看到马太福音第二章里面就告诉我们圣诞节的记录故事。
All these records are closely connected to this single matter, the star in the sky.
所以这些事情所发生的事情都与这个星连接在一起。
Now let's turn our Bible to the Old Testament, Numbers 24:17.
让我们翻到旧约圣经民数记第二十四章十七节。
Numbers 24:17, it says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel.
民数记二十四章十七节，会众。我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。有星要出于雅各，有杖要须于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
Let's notice that this is a prophetic talking.
这里面是讲到一个预言。
But from a Balaam, a Gentile prophet.
这里是巴兰作为一个外邦人先知外邦先知的预言
who was paid for cursing the Israel people
巴兰是受贿于外邦人准备来咒诅以色列人
but God made him to preach his plan to his people Israel
但是神却让他能够向以色列来发表预言
so here Balaam was saying that the star will come out of the house of Jacob.
在这里巴兰的预言就是有星要出于雅各。
Notice that this was a prophecy 1400 years before the birth of Jesus.
请记住这是在耶稣基督诞生1400年之前。
Now let's turn to one more New Testament writing, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19.
让我们再翻到新约圣经彼得后书第一章十九节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns.And the morning star rises in your hearts.
彼得后书第一章十九节，会众，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。
When Apostle Peter wrote his second letter,
当使徒彼得在写他第二封书信的时候
It was about 30 years after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
是耶稣基督从死里复活之后大概30年的时间。
So we know from the Bible readings that the star that carried by the Old Testament prophecy.
所以从这里我们知道那个从旧约里面由先知所预言的那颗星。
The star which had led the Magi from the east.
那颗星带领东方的硕士从东方旅行来寻找星的那颗星。
And the morning star rises and shines in our hearts.
这颗晨星在我们心里出现。
All these biblical writings have pointed to one person, our Lord Jesus.
这里所有圣经上的这些字句都带领我们指向耶稣。
In fact, in Revelation 22:16,
事实上在启示录22章16节
Our Lord Jesus himself says that I am the bright and the morning star.
在启示录第22章16节主耶稣讲到说我是明亮的晨星。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord, we pray that the bright and morning star will shine on us and shine in our hearts today.
主耶稣，我们早间希望祷告说，这个明亮的晨星能够 照亮我们，照亮我们心中的每个角落。
Lord, we pray that your word not only come to feed our hungry soul.
我们祈求不仅你的话语能够来喂饱我们饥渴的灵魂。
But shine on us and on the light the way we go through the darkness.
而且在我们走在黑暗当中的时候，成为我们唯一的光。
Lord, we commit ourselves in this time unto your hand.
主，我们把以下的时间交托在你的恩手当中。
And we pray in your Son's name, Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督你儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Christmas story is familiar to all of us.
圣诞节的故事对我们来说都是毫不生疏。
I remember when I was in my 20s in China.
我记得当我还是二十多岁的时候，我在中国。
In 1980s, about.
大概是一九八几年。
The open door policy had made us came to know more about what was going on in the outside world.
中国的改革开放政策开始的时候，让我们可以知道在西方世界里都有发生了什么。
The Christmas holiday was almost the first Western culture that came to the younger generation like I was.
圣诞节基本上是第一个作为西方文化的传播，让我可以经历的一个文化。
So we learn to celebrate the Christmas Eve.
所以我们可以学习，当时我就知道学习来庆祝圣诞夜。
And we try to decorate ourselves with the colors red and green.
我们甚至用红色和绿色来装点。
We exchange holiday cards with each other.
我们彼此交换圣诞卡。
And we sing jingle bells.
我们甚至唱 jingle bell.铃儿响叮当。
But truthfully speaking, I had no idea about the meaning of the birth of Jesus.
但是事实上，我并不知道圣诞节真正的意义。
Christmas to me was just a chance for parties.
圣诞节对我来说只是另外一个机会，我可以参加派对。
And a figure.Of the old man in the red suit with a white big beard whose name was Santa Claus.
或者说一个圣诞老人的身材，就是他有一个大肚子，穿着红色的衣服。
And the story about the birth of Jesus was just a part of a Western culture came overseas.
就作为一个圣诞节，就是作为耶稣基督诞生，作为一个文化被传到了中国。
I guess for the most of the young people sitting here in this morning,
我感觉说，在许多就坐的年轻人们
，You were born in this country.
你生在这个国家。
Christmas was a story that you grew up with.
圣诞节的故事是你从小就知道的。
It represents the best time in the year to get together with the family.
好像这一段季节，这段时光是你一年中最好的时光，因为可以和家人聚集。
To enjoy the days off from school or from job.
你也可以得到休息，不管是学校里的假期，还是工作上的假期。
Personally, it is the season for me to have all the Christmas carols playing around.
个人来说，是我的一个机会，我可以一直来播放圣诞乐歌。
I love them as I hear them.
我听到的时候，我非常喜欢这些歌。
There are so many things we like about we like the season called Christmas.
关于这个圣诞节。这个节期，这个假日，有许多的事情我们可以喜欢。
But how about the Christmas story?
那但是，关于圣诞节这个故事呢
？The life story that our Lord Jesus was born into the world.
就是这个是个确实的故事，是我们的救主耶稣基督如何降生。
The story of Christmas could be a story full of joy and praise.
圣诞节的故事可以充满了欢乐和赞颂。
In Luke chapter 2,
在路加福音第二章，
it tells us the key characters of the story.
讲到了这个故事。
That was Joseph, Mary, and the baby and the shepherds.
是讲到了约瑟、玛利亚和这个小婴孩。
Pretty much clear to all of us just exactly who they were.
让我们其实真的知道这些人都是谁。
Luke chapter 2 verse 7, it says that Mary brought forth the baby and laid him in the manger, for there was no room for them in the town called Bethlehem.
路加福音第二章说道，玛利亚生了这个孩子，没有地方，只能放到马槽当中。
So my dear young people, what a lowly birth of our Lord Jesus.
你们年轻人们可以看到我们救主如何的低微的被诞生。
He is Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He owns everything in this universe.
这全宇宙都是他的。
But he comes to our place in such great humility.
但是他却来到这个世上以如此卑微的身份。
Then the Bible tells us that the shepherds were in the field in the night.
然后圣经上告诉我们说，这些牧羊人在晚上。
And the angels came to tell them the good news that the child was born for all of us.
然后就有天使告诉他们，这婴孩是为我们所有人诞生的。
So the shepherds came to identify the baby who was laying in the manger.
所以牧羊人就聚集在一起来寻找，来观看这个在马槽里的婴孩。
They were so happy.
他们是如此的高兴。
Then they returned to the town of Bethlehem.
然后他们回到伯利恒。
To tell people the good news with a great joy for what they had heard and seen as it was told them.
他们就欢天喜地地告诉城镇里面的人，所以他们所看见和听见的好消息。
It was like the song we were just singing.
就像我们刚才唱的那首诗一样。
To follow Jesus is sometimes so joy and praise.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，有的时候是如此的喜乐。
It's sometimes it is so sweet.
如此的甘甜。
And we just feel the exceedingly great joy in our heart in following Jesus.
在我们的心里就充满了难以言喻的那个喜乐，当我们跟随耶稣的时候。
But the story in Matthew chapter 2 sounds very different to us.
但是马太福音第二章里面所讲的故事却是不一样的。
Or let me put it this way. It's the same story about the birth of Jesus, but told from a completely different perspective.
尽管是同样讲到耶稣基督的诞生，但是却有另外一种方式来描述了这个故事。
Instead of shepherds,
不是，这里讲的不是牧羊人。
Now came a group of wise men from the east.
却是从东方来的博士。
They could be two or three or more and less.
可能是两个或者三个或者多或者少。
Traveled a long way to the land of Judea.
经过很漫长的一段征途，来到犹太境地。
To look for the newborn king to worship.
来寻找这位新诞生的王来敬拜他。
They had brought three separate gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh with them.
他们带了三样礼物，包括黄金、乳香和没药。
For the worship to the newborn king.
好来敬拜这个新生的王。
But that doesn't necessarily mean there had to be three wise men.
但是不，这里不是说一定要是三个，博士。
As we mentioned earlier,
在我们前面讲到,
they had traveled a long way from the east to the land of Judea.
他们有一个很漫长的征程，才能够到达这个约犹大地。
But entered the city of Jerusalem.
进入耶路撒冷。
It was an accident.
是一个不小心。
We will come back to cover this point later.
我们之后会来讲这段。
They entered the city of Jerusalem accidentally to try to find the newborn king to worship.
他们不小心进了耶路撒冷大城，本来是想要找这个新生的王。
My dear young people, in this Christmas season, where we can find Jesus?
亲爱的年轻人们，在这个圣诞节之际，你到哪里去找耶稣基督呢？
The season of Christmas is just around the corner.
圣诞节马上就到了。
Many will take it as the best time of the year to spend their money.
有许多人在这个时候就是要花好多的钱。
Christmas is typically the largest economic stimulus for this country and the nations around the world.
在这个国家或者是甚至世界上许多国家，圣诞节是一个季节，可以促进购物。
But can we find the baby Jesus in Christmas now?
但是我们能在圣诞节里面找着我们这个耶稣基督这个小婴孩吗？
What does Christmas mean to us?
圣诞节到底意味着什么呢？
The Gospel of Matthew helps us to realize that not only this Jesus the Messiah.
马太福音这里面讲到的基督不仅是不是基督这个弥赛亚救世主。
Not only the King, the Son of God, and the Son of Man.
他不仅是神的儿子，是人子。
Not only the one who comes to take away the sins of his people.
不仅是他来到这个世上来洗净人一切的罪。
The one who comes to save his people from the power of darkness.
把我们从黑暗的国度。救拔出来。
Not only that, but the king who would draw the nations to him.
最主要的是，他是新生的王，好叫万民来归向他。
You see the way that these wise men came from the east.
你看这些从东方来的博士。
These were probably astronomers in their country.
他们可能是他们国家的天文学家。
I believe these were pagan scientists who were reading the stars in the sky and studying the movement of them.
我相信他们是外邦人的，像星象学家、天文学家，来专门研究星象的运转。
I guess that's why sometimes they were called the magi.
所以他们有的时候叫博士。
However, even though these pagan astronomers were recognized, something spectacular had taken place in the sky.
当这些外邦人的天文学家在研究这些星体的运动的时候，他们注意到一个绝妙的、绝伦的新的改变。
But they couldn't do anything about it.
但是他们不知道该做什么。
The best scientist couldn't change the star.
最好的这个科学家，他们没有办法来改变这个星。
Now it was the star to come down from above to make a change on them.
却是这颗星从天上降下来，来带领他们，改变他们的生命。
The magi were drawn by the star.
这些博士被这颗星所吸引。
They were drawn by God Himself so that they uprooted their life and traveled a long way.
所以他们被耶稣基督所吸引，他们的生命得到了一个根本的改变，所以他们愿意来经过这个漫长的旅途。
They wanted to travel the long distance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他们愿意经过这个漫漫征途来遇见这个万王之王万主之主。
So in Matthew chapter 2 verse 2 they told the people in Jerusalem.
所以在马太福音第二章第二节，他告诉耶路撒冷的人
that they gave up everything in their own country，
他们放弃他们在他们国家所有的一切，
because it was the star that had shone to them in the east，
因为是在东方看见这颗星。
And it was the star that led them from far away to the birthplace of the newborn king.
是这颗星引领他们一直要来看这个新生的王。
It was the star, not them.
是这颗星，而不是他们自己。
For the reason of their traveling to the birthplace of Jesus.
这个星带领他们这个经过漫长的旅途来看到耶稣基督的诞生。
When Apostle Paul took his trip to the city of Athens，
当使徒保罗去雅典的时候，
Acts chapter 17 he told the people there，
在使徒行传第十七章他告诉那里的人说，
that you of course you don't know the one true God，
他说你当然不知道那位真神。
Because you worship the one without knowing who he is for you.
你都不知道你敬拜的是谁。
But he knows you.
但是他知道你。
And he gives you all life, breath, and all things to the all people.
他将生命、气息、万物赐给万人。
So that they may seek him.
好叫人们来寻求他。
In John 15:16.
在约翰福音十五章十六节，
Jesus tells his disciples that you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you shall go and bear fruit.
约翰福音第十五章十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。
And Apostle John tells us in his first letter.
使徒约翰在他的第一封书信里面告诉我们
that not that we loved God but he loved us，
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
So my dear young people， it's not the magi，
所以亲爱的年轻人们，不是这个博士。
It's not the pagan astronomers found the star in the sky，
不是这个外邦人的天文学家来找着了这颗星。
They didn't come to Jesus to worship.
他们没有来到耶稣基督面前来敬拜他。
But the Lord himself, the bright morning star, had shone on them.
却是我们的主这个明亮的晨星来吸引他们。
The star drawn them near to him.
这颗晨星来吸引他们归向他。
My dear brothers and sisters, do you see the difference here?
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个区别了吗？
The difference between man's logic and the logic by the word of God.
这我们可以看到这个人的逻辑和这个神所带给我们的话语。
For man's logic always focuses on I.
人的逻辑就是永远是我。
I found it.
我找着了。
I worked on it.
我在工作。
I made it and I took it.
我做成了，我拿到了。
I, that's man's logic.
全是我，我，我，这是我们的逻辑。
But the word of God tells us.
但是神的话语却告诉我们。
That God is always takes first place in our lives.
在我们生活当中，神永远居第一位。
It's the star, not the astronomers.
是这颗星，而不是天文学家。
It's the star they had seen in the east, not the magi.
是这颗星在他们东方就看见了，而不是这些天文学家。
So, like Paul says in his prayer in Romans 11:36.
就像保罗在他罗马书第十一章三十六节讲到那些赞美神的话。
For of God, through God, and to God are all things in our lives.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
If we understand this logic, that will change our life bottom to top.
如果我们明白理解这个逻辑的话，我们的生命就是有一个非常重要的大转变。
One of my favorite movies is the 1981 Chariots of Fire.
有一个我最喜欢的电影，这个电影名字是电影是1981年的战火车战马。
Many people are familiar with Eric Little.
许多人都知道 Eric Little 李艾瑞的故事。
Especially the Chinese, because he was born in China to missionary parents.
特别是中国人都知道，很多人都知道他的故事，因为他出生在中国，他的父母亲是在中国的传教士。
Eric Little was a Scottish sportsman when he was young.
当Eric 小的时候，他是在苏格兰的一个运动跑步健将。
In 1924,
在1924年的时候
，He represented the Great Britain at the Olympic Games.
他代表大英参加奥林匹克。
And ran the 100 meter race.
进入100米这个跑步的比赛当中。
Everybody predicted that Eric would win the gold medal because he was so good at it.
每个人都预测 Eric 他会赢得这场比赛，因为他是如此的棒。
But the game was scheduled on Sunday.
但是这个一百米的跑步的比赛却是在礼拜天。
To Eric Little, Sunday is the day that belongs to God.
对 Eric 来说，礼拜天是神的日子，是主日。
So he decided to withdraw the game.
所以他决定不参加这弃权。
It surprised everybody.
这他这个决定令每个人都很惊奇。
The head of the British team got the news.
然后这个大英的领队知道了这个消息。
And press him hard to take the race.
就是逼着他，要他参加这个比赛。
Saying that, Eric, you got to run the race on Sunday by the order of the king of the British Empire and to the honor of the king.
为了来尊敬荣耀大英王的名，你必须要在英国皇室的要求下。在礼拜天参加这一场比赛。
Then our brother answered.
然后我们的 Eric 弟兄就回答说
，That even the king of the Great Britain is under the king of kings.
大英的王，他也是在我们万王之王统管之下。
God made me fast, and I only run for His.I only run for his pleasure.
神让我有这个跑步的本领，让我跑得快。我跑步是为了取悦他。
After the Olympic Games,
当奥林匹克比赛完了之后
，Eric Little returned to China as a missionary.
Eric 回到中国做一个传教士。
And died at age 43 in a Japanese prison camp in Shandong Province.
他在43岁的时候死在中国山东的一个日本集中营里。
My dear brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is the bright and the morning star.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主耶稣是这个明亮的晨星。
To shine us and to lead us.
他不光是光照我们，并且带领我们。
And he leads us when we are even though far from God.
有的时候我们虽然远离他，但是他还是带领我们。
As soon as the wise men in the east had seen the star in the sky,
这个东方的博士他们看到这颗星的时候
，their hearts were occupied.
他们的心就被这个星所占领。
So they were deadly serious about to follow it.
他们就立定心志要跟随这颗星。
The journey from their place,
从他们所居住的地方来征途
either Iraq or Iran to the land of Judea,
伊朗或者伊拉克到犹太的境地
by the normal trade routes which they would have to take,
根据平时那些经商的路途就是他们必须要走的路
is a distance of some 800 miles,
是大概800英里的路程。
I don't know how fast they could go on. They could go on a camel in that day.
我不是确切的知道那个在那当时的年日里面，他们骑着骆驼的速度。
I would suggest, let's say that they could go 20 miles on a camel a day.
那我就猜想我想是大概每天20英里。
Which would take them 40 days.
大概要花40天的时间。
Travel from east to the city of Jerusalem.
从东方到犹太地。
Well, my dear young people, think about that.
我亲爱的年轻人们，想想这个。
In these 40 days.
在这四十天里
，with a distance of 800 miles，
在800英里的路程当中
，through many areas that were deserts，
有许多的时候是旷野荒漠。
How could they keep the direction straight to their destination？
他们怎么才能让他们的旅途一直走下去，走在正确的路途上呢
？They don't have iPhone with them。
他们没有 iPhone。
Brothers and sisters, the answer is very simple, is that the bright morning star in the sky.
弟兄姊妹们，这个回答非常的简单，就是那颗明亮的晨星。
It's the star in the sky to lead them mile by mile, step by step.
这颗明亮的晨星带领他们一步一步走过一个英里再一个英里。
So they would be able to make their trip.
好叫他们可以到达他们的终点。
Let's go back to the Old Testament, the book of Exodus.
让我们再回到出埃及记旧约里面。
When Moses led Israel people out of Egypt.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
Traveling through the desert of Sinai all the way to the Promised Land.
在西乃半岛上经过一直到应许地。
Again, Moses had no iPhone with him.
再说一遍，就是摩西没有 iPhone.
There were no Google Maps.
也没有谷歌地图。
Not even paper maps on Moses' hand.
摩西的手里面也没有一张地图。
My dear young people, how could they come out of the desert and end up in the land of Canaan?
他们年轻人们，他们是怎么样？从这个荒野荒漠当中出来，一直到达目的地呢
？Exodus 13 tells us，
出埃及记十三章告诉我们
，that God didn't take away the pillar of cloud by day， or the pillar of fire by night from before the people。
他们白天有云柱，夜间有火柱来带领他们。
Very simple in the morning。When the pillar of clouds move forward,
非常简单明了。当早晨起来的时候，云柱往前行的时候，
the people follow on.
人们就跟着前行。
In the evening, when the pillar of fire appeared,
当晚上的时候，云柱火柱出现的时候，
the people follow on. Then they will camp on the spot.
他们继续跟随着火柱，一直到他们的营地。
All they need to do was to focus on the star.
他们所需要的就是集中在这颗星的上面。
The bright morning star.
这个明亮的晨星。
In Moses' time, the bright morning star was the pillar of cloud and the fire.
在摩西的时候年代里面，就是这颗云柱和火柱。
These are the all they want to do.
这是他们所要做的就是这点。
And then the star would take care of the rest of the business.
这颗星会带领帮助他们解决其他的问题。
So for 40 years, the pillar of clouds and the fire never failed on the people.
在四十年中，这个云柱和火柱一直信实地向他们展现。
You know, when I was with the elderly brother in the Bible study every Tuesday,
每周二的时候，我都会与年长的弟兄姊妹们一起查经。
I still remember when the elderly brother led us in the Bible study.
我还记着年长弟兄带领我们查经。
He kept on repeating one phrase again and again.
他一直的重复一个 一句话
that a man would always make mistakes.
他说人总会犯错误
but God never fails.
神却永不失败
So Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:13 that if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
就像提摩太后书里面讲到的，人可以失信，但神永不失信。他因为他不背乎自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, that was how the Magi traveled a long way from east and finally made their goal to worship the newborn king.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是这些东方的国士如何经过这个漫长的路途，能够来敬拜这个新生的王。
The star shone on them.
因为这颗晨星。
And the star took the full liability on them.
晨星对他们的整个旅途全权负责。
But if we continue our readings on chapter 2,
如果我们继续在读马太福音第二章的时候
verses 2 through 8,
第二节到第八节
we find that Magi lost their way and turned themselves into the city of Jerusalem.
我们看到这个博士就有点迷路了，他们就走到一个大城市里面，就是耶路撒冷大城。
They were trying to find the newborn king in this great city.
他们想要在这个大城市里面来找着一个新生的王。
It was proved a wrong idea, and they had a total failure in the city.
他们在这个城市里面经历了挫败。
Because they kept on asking around.
因为他们就不停地询问。
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
他说犹太新生的犹大的王在哪儿呢？
But nobody would come to them with the answer.
但没有人知道答案。
In verse 2, it says that all Jerusalem was troubled.
这个里面圣经上说整个耶路撒冷城都不安。
To be troubled here means to dislike or distressed.
不安意思就是说不喜欢，有点 stress， 有点压力。
Why people were so distressed?
为什么人们都不安呢？
I think the people of the city dislike the good news of the newborn king.
因为这里的人们不喜欢这个好消息，就是这个王新生的王的好消息。
Because they had been so satisfied with the life that the Romans and the King Herod had offered to them.
因为他们已经习惯于罗马和希律王对他们的管辖的生活。
Probably they kept on saying life is so good.
可能他们会说。我们日子过得挺好。
And don't tell me about the newborn king.
千万不要告诉我有一个新生的王。
And we're so far so good.
我们目前为止一切安好。
They wanted to keep going with their current situation.
他们想要继续他们目前的境况。
But not the idea of the newborn king.
他们不想接受这个新生的王的这个主意。
In Matthew 27,
在马太福音第二十七章
When the Roman governor brought Jesus to the people of Jerusalem
当罗马兵丁把耶稣带到这个耶路撒冷人的会众前
They pointed Jesus shouted crucify him, crucify him
他们指着耶稣说钉他十字架钉他十字架
This means to get rid of him from our lives
意思就是说把他从我们的生活当中去掉。
We would rather have no king but Caesar for a good life.
我们不想要其他的王，我们只要凯撒作为我们的王。
The city of Jerusalem had rejected the bright and morning star.
耶路撒冷全城都拒绝了这个新生的王。
Then wise men turned to the religious leaders.
那这些博士就来询问宗教的领袖们
They seem to be familiar with the prophecy
他们好像非常懂得预言
But they didn't want to follow it too
但是他们却不愿意跟随
Herod the king of Judea was so distressed by good news
这个犹大帝的希律王是如此的不安。
Because he didn't want someone to come to him fighting for the throne.
因为他不想要有人来夺得他的王位。
So he made up an evil plot of killing.
所以他想要有一个计谋，就把这个新生的王来杀掉。
And sugarcoated as a gentle request to the Magi.
然后他就欺骗这个东方的博士
saying that you go and search for the child
告诉他们说你们去找这个新生的王
and bring back the word
然后把他带来
that I may come and worship him also
好叫我也来敬拜他
Brothers and sisters, this was the danger that the Magi had fallen into in the city of Jerusalem
所以在这个耶路撒冷城里面这些博士几乎陷入了这个圈套。
My dear young people, how many times that we have fallen into the same traps like this?
亲爱的年轻人们，有多少次我们也陷入同样的圈套？
We gave our ears to the prince of darkness of this age.
我们听从这个世界这个空中执政掌权者恶者的言语。
We gave our ears to him to let him whisper to us.
我们允许这些恶者来对我们说话。
That you go with this video game.
你就玩这个电游戏。
It's fun and harmless.
很好玩，不会有任何的不义之处。
And you run after this fashion.
你跟着这个潮流。
That will make you look good.
会让你看起来很棒。
We took the word and we enjoyed the word.
我们听从这些话，我们就非常享受这些话。
But my dear young people, we've got to be watchful.
但是亲爱的年轻人们，我们要特别的谨慎自守。
Because the purpose behind all of these sugar-coated words is to kill.
因为在这些所有的糖衣炮弹之后，都是要来杀戮。
To kill the life in you.
是想要把你里面的生命来杀戮。
Yes, you may still in the church.
对，你还是在教会里。
You may still mobilize around in the church.
你还在教会里有各样的活动。
Among God's children.
在神的儿女当中。
But there's no breath of life in you.
但是在你的里面却没有这个新鲜活泼的生命。
And you become just a piece of a dead wood.
就像你只是一个朽坏的干木。
This is his plot of killing.
这就是他所来杀戮的计划。
But it came to us with lots of sugar coated outside.
在外表上看起来光鲜亮丽。
That's why so many young people and they like the video game.
这就是为什么许多年轻人喜欢打电游。
They like the fashion.
他们喜欢跟随这个世界的潮流。
Because it tastes good.
因为他经历的时候感觉很好。
Because you can taste the sweetness from the outside.
因为你从外面来说是直接可以尝到好处。
You see the way that the wise men walk on the street in the city of Jerusalem?
你可以想象到当这些博士来走在这个耶路撒冷的大街上吗？
They talk to the people.
他们询问这个路边的人。
The people in the great city.
在大城里面的人。
They have a great knowledge.
他们都很有学问。
The people with a great religious knowledge.
他们宗教方面有很丰富的学问。
And they sit down with the king in his palace.
他们甚至在宫殿里面与王同坐。
But they had set themselves in a danger.
但是他们不知道自己已落入危险境地。
My dear young people, John chapter 10, verse 10.
亲爱的年轻人们，约翰福音第十章第十节讲到
，Our Lord Jesus says that the thief doesn't come except to steal and to kill and to destroy。
我们的主耶稣说到，贼来了，无非是要杀戮、偷盗、抢夺、
毁坏。
毁坏。
You might say that, what's the deal of it?
那你会想这又怎么样呢？
It's just a video game.
只是一个电游。
It's just the fashion that every girl wants to follow.
只是大家都跟着做，我也得跟着做。
In his second letter,
在第二，他的第二封书信里面，
Apostle Peter warns us as God's children.
使徒保罗，使徒彼得来警告我们作为神的儿女。
That we would be overwhelmed by the darkness of the world around us.
我们会被这些黑暗所笼罩。
This is the reality of our life.
这就是我们生活的实质。
You can't find a place as God's children in this world that we have no connection to this world.
我们不应该在这个世界找着任何一个关系。
Somebody say that we can cut the connection with the darkness.
有些人说我们可以切断这个与黑暗的联络。
No, it's impossible.
是不可能的。
Apostle Peter warned us.
使徒彼得就来警告我们说。
The darkness of this world is around us. Around us.
这个黑暗的权势是在我们四周。笼罩着我们。
We could be overwhelmed.
我们可能会觉得手无足策。
Brothers and sisters, one thing we have to remember.
但是弟兄姊妹们，有一件事情我们能够记住。
Is that our world is a dark place.
我们知道这个世界是黑暗的。
It is very dark.
非常黑暗。
And it's getting darker all the time.
甚至该变得更加的黑暗。
But the good news is that God has given us the bright and morning star.
但是一个好消息，就是神给我们这颗明亮的晨星。
To light the way through the darkness.
他把我们前面的道路已经照亮了。
Then Peter says in chapter 1 verse 19.
所以彼得在彼得后书第一章第十九节说道。
That you got to focus on one thing.
你必须集中在一件事情上。
You got to focus on the morning star rises in your hearts.
必须要注意晨星在你们心里出现的时候。
We may be amazed by how this magi.
我们可能会非常惊奇，这些东方的博士。
They had followed the star and traveled a long way from the east.
他们从东方经过这个漫漫旅途。
But they lost their way as they were so close to their destination.
他们几乎到终点的时候却迷路了。
I'm told that the Bethlehem was actually not very far from Jerusalem.
据我所知，这个伯特利跟耶路撒冷其实一点都不远。
Maybe 5 or 6 miles in a straight line between two places.
这两个地方如果是直线距离的话，大概5到6英里。
Which means that it's possible in less than a couple of hours to walk from where they got lost to the town of Bethlehem.
可能大概2个小时就能到达，从他们迷路的地方到达终点。
But dear brothers and sisters, why they lost their way?
但是弟兄姊妹们，他们怎么会迷路呢？
And turn into the city of Jerusalem.
他们会怎么走进耶路撒冷大城里呢？
You could say that there could be multiple answers.
你可能讲有许多种可能性。
But my Bible readings tells that because their eyes were fascinated.By the golden shining palaces and the temple in the city of Jerusalem.
我读圣经的时候，感觉就是因为他们进了耶路撒冷大城，看见这些辉煌的宫宇和这些圣殿，他们就迷失了。
We're told that the King Herod had spent all his tax income to renovate the Jewish temple and to build the king's palace.
我们知道这个希律王倾尽所能去重新建造这个他的宫殿和这个殿宇。
So, he covered them, with the golden plates.
他的周围都镶着金。
So when you were getting close to the city of Jerusalem in Jesus' time,
如果在基督 耶稣的时候，你进耶路撒冷城的时候
，It looked so good，
看起来非常的美妙
，It looked so magnificent，
看起来非常的绝伦
，It was so attractive，
非常的辉煌吸引人。
Unfortunately, the wise men were trapped by the gold and the silver.
所以这些博士们被金和银所吸引。
So they would rather follow their eyes, but not the star.
所以他
to find the newborn.
所以他们跟着他们的眼目，而没有跟着这个晨星。
They stopped to follow.
他们就没有跟随晨星的带领。
Not because they withdraw.
不是因为他们退后了
they didn't reject
他们没有拒绝
but just one simple thing they just stopped to follow
只是他们没有再跟随了
because they had a purpose they had a new purpose
因为他们好像有新的目的
they have a new vision
他们有新的意向
they have a purpose of the gold and silver
他们看见了他们这个金和银
They have a vision of the great city of Jerusalem.
他们看见这个大耶路撒冷大城。
So they stopped to follow the star and turn themselves into the city.
所以他们就没有再跟随这个晨星，而是进入了城。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the star had abandoned them, but the Magi stopped to follow on.
不是晨星拒绝了他们，而是他们不再跟随这个晨星的带领。
They might have everything with them in the great city of Jerusalem.
可能在这个大城耶路撒冷里面，他们可以得到一切。
But they had lost the bright and morning star.
但是他们却没有办法找着这个明亮的晨星。
I think this is what Matthew wanted to tell us in his record of Christmas story.
我个人认为，这就是马太福音想要告诉我们圣诞节的故事。
Christmas story is not only about how Jesus was born.
圣诞节的故事不仅告诉我们我们的王是如何诞生的。
Christmas story is about how we follow on.
这个圣诞节的故事 also 也告诉我们说我们需要如何的再跟随他。
The point is that the star in the sky is all about the wise man's journey.
这个天上的晨星是这些博士的故事。
They got to see it.
他们必须在旅途当中跟随他。
They got to keep focusing on the star and follow on.
注视着这颗晨星，并且跟随这颗晨星。
But if they stop to follow,
如果他们没有跟随的话
，they will lose the star.
他们就会看不见这颗晨星。
If they lose the star,
如果他们没有看见这颗晨星
，they will lose everything.
他们就会失去所有。
The destination, the meaningfulness for their journey.
就是他们的目的地和他们启程的目的。
My dear young people, the star is Lord Jesus Himself.
我亲爱的年轻人们，这颗晨星就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
When Magi walked out of the city,
当这个博士们他们走出大城的时候
，They walked out of the city that they had failed disgracefully.
他们在这里有过失败。
They found the star just right outside the city, waiting for them.
但是在城外，他们立刻看见了这颗晨星在等待着他们。
Verse 9 tells us that.Behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them.
在第九节，他们看见说，在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前头行。
Dear brothers and sisters, men would make mistakes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，人会失措。
But God never fails on them.
但是神永远不会出错。
Man could leave the star and not to follow on.
人可以失去这个。晨星
But the star would never abandon them nor forsake them.
但是这个晨星永远不丢弃他们，也不撇弃他们。
So verse 10 it says, when the wise men saw the star again, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
所以第十节说，他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the true joy of Christmas story.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是圣诞节真正的喜乐之由。
This is the story of Christmas.
这才是圣诞节的故事。
Recently, I read a true story about a sister in Christ.
我最近读到了一个故事，是一个姊妹。
And she married to her husband and was a great helper to her husband.
她与她的丈夫结婚，她作为她丈夫的贤内助。
Her husband was a prominent gospel preacher in our time.
她的丈夫是我们这个时代非常有名的一个宣教士。
And their marriage was just nearly 64 years.
他们结婚大概64年。
And when it came the time,that she's gone with the Lord.
当她被主接走的时候
，at her funeral，
在她的安息聚会上
，her daughter came to share mom's life on behalf of the whole family.
她的女儿代表全家来向会众做她母亲的见证
，saying that mom was the lovely, beautiful, wise woman she was.
说到她的母亲是一个非常可爱、美丽的。女子
Because early in his life, he chose Christ Jesus as her center, her home, her purpose, her example, and her vision.
因为在他早期的时候，他就选择基督作为他的中心，因此基督成为他家里的中心，他侍奉的中心，他的vision.
他的意向。
意向。
And we all can make this choice today.
我们今天都可以做这个决定。
Then all her children and the grandchildren arranged a singing inspiration at the funeral.
她所有的孩子们和她的孙辈们都聚集在一起为她唱诗。
They picked up a simple song for their loved one.
他们选了一个非常简单的诗歌。
It was a simple song by a Christian songwriter Fernando Ortega.Give me Jesus.
这首诗歌是由基督徒的写诗作曲的一个歌手，他叫 Fernando Ortega.
Because all the family agreed that this song best reflect their mom's life.
因为他们认为这首诗歌来表现了他母亲的一生。
I want to read this song to you as my Christmas greetings to you all.
我想要为你们读这首诗歌的歌词，来作为我对你们圣诞节的问候。
And also, I want to take this song to my Christmas this year.
我还想要带这首诗歌来伴随着我今年的圣诞节之际。
It says, "In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise."
说。早晨当我起来的时候，早晨当我起来的时候
，Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣基督，给我耶稣。
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
给我耶稣，给我耶稣。你可以拥有这个世界，但我要有耶稣。
When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, give me Jesus.
当我独自一个人的时候。请给我耶稣，我独自一个人的时候，我只要耶稣。
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
请给我耶稣，请给我耶稣。你可以拥有这个世界，但我只要耶稣。
And when I come to die,
当我去当我要去离世的时候。
And when I come to die, give me Jesus.
当我要离世的时候，请给我耶稣。
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
当我离世的时候，我要说，你可以拥有这个世界，但我要耶稣，我要耶稣。
That's the word prayer.
让我们有个祷告。
Lord, we thank you because you become the bright and the morning star to our life.
主耶稣，我们感谢你成为我们生命当中的明亮的晨星。
Lord, we pray that you will help us.
我们祈求你继续帮助我们。
To keep focusing on the star in the sky.
好叫我们能够专注在这个天上的这颗晨星。
Through the darkness of this world.
穿透这个世界的黑暗。
Lord, we pray for the young people sitting with us today.
我们特别为在座的年轻人献上祷告。
Lord, we understand their life is so challenging and so hard and in this time.
我们知道在这个末世里他们充满了他们的生活充满了挑战。
For it's not easy for us to focus on the star in the sky throughout the darkness.
因为如果通过黑暗来焦点在这个晨星上面不是一件容易的事。
But Lord, if we cannot do it, but you can do everything.
主，虽然我们做不到，但是你可以行万事。
Lord, we commit everyone onto your hand.
主，我们把每个人都仰望在你的手中。
That we may finish our race in this world.
好，叫我们能够完成在这个世界上的奔跑。
We thank you for your precious word to us today.
我们感谢你对我们宝贵的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。